Good evening, everyone. It's my pleasure to be hosting this Asia-Pacific conference call. We will be leaving the lines muted so we can cut out any possible background noise that would distract this call. Now, before we get started, I'd like to say thank you to all of you for being on this call. I know many of you have busy schedules. The purpose of this call is really to inform you about a very important event that's coming up on the 5th through the 6th of November. ACN will be hosting an international training event in Brisbane, Australia. You can register online via your back office, or you can actually register on site. You just have to find the registration desk. We feel attending these international training events is one of the most important things you can do to help you succeed in this business. You know, there's a number of reasons why. First and most important, this is where you will be trained by the top producers in ACN. And who best to learn from than those who actually are doing it and succeeding at it in a very big way. Also, we will be making a lot of announcements. One in particular will relate specifically to the ACN compensation plan, and I know what you're going to hear there about the comp plan will get you extremely excited about the opportunity with ACN. We've actually asked a few people to be on this call and share their story with you, hopefully to show value and why you need to be at these international training events. Plus, I also have a special guest speaker on the phone, someone that you're going to want to hear from. So get ready and be prepared to take some notes. But before I bring up the guest speaker, I have a couple people I want to bring up first. The first person I'd like to have you hear from is a regional vice president from New Zealand. Help me welcome to the call, Francis Ahek. Francis, are you online?
Yes, Mike, I am. Good evening, everyone, and good evening to you, Mike. First of all, I'd like to share, there's actually three events that I attended that took us to team coordinators. I'm going to start with the first one. I was invited to attend a BOM in Australia, in the Gold Coast in Australia, and so I flew out to that. I trusted the person who invited me, didn't tell me anything, just trusted him. I flew out to that BOM. After attending that particular event, that was in late 2005. I returned back to New Zealand, and I heard there was an international event about to happen in February 2006. So I took a plane and I flew to that international event. And at that event, I saw the future of the Asia Pacific, I guess you can say. I appreciated what being a regional vice president could do for myself. And I made a decision that I was going to be a regional vice president somewhere within the next 12 months. That's how much I believe in this company. It was so exciting. I flew back to New Zealand, and I said to my business partner, my daughter, you know, we've got to get started in this business. We're going to be RVPs one day. So a few months later, we launched in New Zealand, which was on the 14th of March. And by the end of March, we were ready to go with just over 200 customer points. And then 4 weeks from the launch, we attended our first Asia Pacific International event in Sydney. Now, it was at the end after that event and on the way home, going back to New Zealand, my business partner memory says to me, "Mum, we've got to go TC." We kind of understood what a TC was a bit. Well, I did. She knew, had a full picture of it. She said, "We've got to go TC by the 25th. And I'm thinking, yeah, we should be able to do that. It's Christmas time, 6 months away. We should be able to do it in 6 months. And she goes, no, this month. And I said, by that time, let me tell you, by the time we went to that event, we had just over 300 customer points. And we'd only just start on the 5th of June anyway. I said to Mary, that's 10 days away. And she said, yes, we can do it. And I said, okay, we can too. So 10 days later, we hit team coordinator right on the date we set, which was the 25th of June, 2006. So we're team coordinator. But what I want to impart onto every one of you who's coming to the event or thinking about it, is that we would never, ever have reached that position of team coordinator had we not attended that international event. For one reason is that we wouldn't have known how to do it and the second reason was that we really didn't have a reason to become TC. Everything was just new to us. But after that event, our vision just opened up, and we realized that we needed to get to King Coordinator. We needed to lead by example for the people that we were going to share the business opportunity with. And it was also that event that took us to Regional Vice President 22 months after becoming ACN Reps, and that was in New Zealand, a population of 4 million, and only on one service. We only had toll calls. And so that's what those events did for both myself and Memory. And thank you very much, Mike, for having me to share that with everyone.
Frances, thank you very much for sharing your story. That was fantastic. The next person is a regional director from South Australia. Help me welcome to the call, Colin Ralston. Colin, are you online?
Yes, I am, Mr. Kiefer. Good evening to you, and thank you for having me on the call. I guess I just want to share my story about events and what it's done for my business. I started in ACN about 3.5 years ago, and my mentors, Alex and Claudia Manovich, right from the word go, were basically promoting to me how important these events were. And I guess I just listened to their advice and followed their lead. It was a bit of a sacrifice for me for my first event. Not only the expense, I've got a young family, the expense of going to Sydney it was at that time was something that I had to consider. But I also had to weigh up. I have a sporting career as a football umpire with the SANFL. At that stage, I was in line for the grand final that year. And by going to the event, I guess it meant that I was away for a weekend and it wasn't looked on very well by my umpiring boss. But I decided to go anyway, and it certainly did cost me the grand final that year, but it was well worth the sacrifice because what it meant for my ACN business was massive. I decided to go to Sydney, and making that decision, I then promoted to my very small team at the time and took five people with me. One of those gentlemen that came with me was Damien Joyce, who earlier this year hit team coordinator and actually helped me to get to regional director. So he later told me that by me going to that first event was the only reason that he went. So I guess that's how important it was. And then after that first event, coming back excited and getting the vision, I knew that I just had to get more people to the next event. So I built to executive team leader. And then building towards team coordinator, I had two really good teams of people that were really active, came to the events, got the vision, they were working really well. But there was one team where the people decided to make excuses and not go to the event, and it really helped me off getting a team coordinator. So I knew when I found some new people in that particular part of my team that I had to get them to the next event, which we did. We started a new bunch of people. They came along, and what happened is a year later after my first event, I had 30 people come to the international conference that year. The following year, it became 60 people with me to the next year's event. And earlier this year, we had 100 people come with me, and it was soon after that event earlier this year that I became regional director. So I really understand the importance of it, not only for me personally to learn and grow, but really for my team and getting as many people as I can there. And I'm really excited about Brisbane, our special guests and all the announcements. I'm really looking forward to it and encourage everyone to come and join in the fun and also progress your businesses with us. So thank you very much for having me on the call.
Colin, thank you very much. I appreciate your story, and it does truly show value in the reasoning and understanding why you want to promote the event. So thank you for that. The next person I'd like to have you listen to is a regional vice president from Queensland. Help me welcome to the call, Austin Lewis-Smith. Austin, are you online?
I am. I appreciate that, Mr. Cooper. You know, and good evening, everyone. You know, I saw ACN nearly 7 years ago, and we worked this business together as a family business. And the way I actually first saw ACN was actually at an international conference. And what actually happened was it was my mum who gave me a call and said, look, you know, there's this business. She was trying to give me all the descriptions of the business. I had no idea what she was talking about. I looked at it as an excuse to go on a holiday, really. And I actually went across to the Anaheim conference in November 2004. You know, and I believe, you know, for me, that was really a turning point in my life. You know, it really changed the trajectory of where I was going. And, you know, for me, what I remember about the conference the most, and I remember that conference like it was yesterday, what I remember most was just the emotion. The emotion that, you know, finally I'd actually found something that I could put myself into that was going to be able to set up my family, you know. I hadn't, before that, I'd just always been sort of all over the place trying to find some direction in life. And I saw that and, you know, I actually went back. I was living in a country where ASEAN didn't even exist. 3 months later, I went back to Dallas, you know, which was also a sacrifice, but I needed to make sure. And, you know, for me, I got the pleasure of being able to be introduced to some of the co-founders. And, you know, just to be able to, for me to be able to actually see the integrity of where the company came from, and to be able to actually hear from them where they were looking to take the company over the next couple of years, just gave me the confidence to be able to do, you know, to do the things we needed to do. It also helped me overcome a lot of fear. You know, I had a lot of fear at the beginning of this business, fear that I wasn't good enough, fear that I didn't know how to be able to actually build the business. And I think that going to the event, it helped me be able to actually take control of that fear. And what one thing we've understood since then is that all of our leaders are the people that are consistently coming to the event. You know, this event coming up in Brisbane for us, it's an extremely, extremely exciting event. And one thing I'd like to say is, you know, when I actually went to Dallas, my second event ever, what actually happened was I rang my wife and I said, babe, you know, there's good news and bad news. The good news, you're going to get to see Australia. And the bad news is we're going to move in 2 weeks and we're going to start to build a business. Because she didn't really, she'd never been to Australia. And that's exactly what we did. We put our house on the market and we flew back to Australia to be able to actually build an ASEAN business. And it was the best emotional decision, the best financial decision that we've ever made. I suppose that the events have just given us direction. For us as a family, being able to actually, you know, have a dream for us as a family, being able to hear from people that have had success, and being able to just get trained by people that have had a lot more success than we have. That's always been one of the biggest things for us. We decided that we would never miss an event because, you know, just every event we see our business move forward, you know, and as importantly as that, we see ourselves move forward as people. You know, it grows us as leaders. You know, this event coming up in Brisbane, I'm so excited to be able to have, you know, Mr. Art Napolitano being there. For me, being able to learn from one of the top paid people in the direct sales industry is just, I mean, I'm so excited, I'm barely sleeping at night. So I look forward to catching up with everyone there, and thank you very much for having me on the call. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. This leads us to our guest speaker, and you know, I've got a lot of respect for this person, and obviously the more you learn about what he's done in his past, it's hard not to respect him. He's a true leader, not only in ACN, but he's well recognized throughout the entire direct sales industry. He and his partner have been with ACN for about 13 years. He was actually ACN's first senior vice president in the history of the company. And today, he and his partner, they have more lines of senior vice presidents than anyone else. And just to give you an example of their success, we have a certain level of people that earn a status, which we call Circle of Champions in ACN. And the Circle of Champions are really people that help by working directly with the co-founders, helping us with decisions, you know, going forward in the future. The entire Circle of Champions, the entire group of people that we have selected to represent the Circle of Champions in the European marketplace, every single one of these people are in the organization of this individual. So that is a clear indication that not only has he become a personal success, but he has been very, very good at developing leaders within his own organization. He's really a top money earner in ACN, but globally, he's in the top 1% of the money earners in the world. So he's obviously well-documented. He understands this business. And I asked him if he would take some time to speak to all of you guys on this particular call, because he will be our special guest speaker at the Brisbane event. He's actually going to be there. He's going to have three separate speaking spots throughout the weekend.
So people are going to get really a great fill of not only who he is, but they're going to get a lot of information, they're going to get a lot of training, and they're really going to have a chance to learn from someone who's recognized not only top in ACN, but top in this industry. So we invited Art Napolitano to be on this call. Artie, are you online?
Yes, I am, Mike.
I'd like to turn this call over to you, and you can, if you would, share with everyone a little bit of what's on your mind, and then after you're done, I will take the call.
Well, thank you very much. I want to say good evening to everyone, and I'm very excited to be on this call. I'm actually humbled to be asked to come out to address the ACN organization in the Asia Pacific. In fact, my partner George Zalek and I both have a team that has really been working in the Australian New Zealand marketplace, and I'm very excited to come out for a second time. It was many years ago when ACN was still new in the market that I had a chance to attend one of the first international events out there. And right now I can tell you I'm in the middle of a world tour. After we had a conference in Charlotte, North Carolina just a few weeks ago, both Mike and I ended up going out to Europe where we had an international event in Cologne, Germany. And we had thousands and thousands of people show up there. And then I went on a tour around Europe covering 10 cities in 7 countries. I just returned to the East Coast in the United States near Boston where I live. I'm absolutely on fire with what's going on with ACN, and I can't wait to come out and share my knowledge and my what I've learned over all the years with you, my experiences in this industry. I've been very fortunate to find ACN as a company. I learned about the company when it was very young. I didn't get involved right away. In fact, it took me 5 years of watching a friend of mine, Larry Raskin, work with the co-founders of ACN and develop this company before I actually decided to get involved. I got involved when it was a 6-year-old company. It was just pioneering into the European markets. Took advantage of what I saw as an opportunity. It's very difficult when it's brand new, and some of you that started in Australia or New Zealand know what I'm talking about. But what's happened is the company has evolved, and it's got to a position now where, without a doubt, we have the most compelling story in the history of the direct selling industry. And as most of you know, with the launch of our new online storefront, we now have a vehicle, a centralized delivery system to be able to introduce services to our customers, to be able to present the opportunity with such value that people understand it faster than ever. My goal is to come out there and show you how to use that to accelerate your business, to increase your customer count, and to show you how to shorten the enrolling process to bringing on new business partners. We've had tremendous success with this. We've seen people get very excited about this, and that's just one of the goals I have for you when I come out there. I want to talk about the three basics for success in our industry and in this company. You obviously need customers, so we share the service. Number two, we want to duplicate ourselves, so we want to share the opportunity. And number three, we build or promote for events. And of the three that really determines the size of your organization, without a doubt, your ability to promote and show value for this international event is going to directly reflect the growth of your income, the growth of your organization. I learned this, you know, through my original career. You know, coming out of college in the Boston area, I left college after a couple years and I chased a childhood dream. I wanted to become a rock and roll star. I grew my hair long. I played guitar in a band. We started writing original music and we started trying to get gigs in the local clubs around the Boston area. And what we found out is that we had to make a contact list. We had to promote for our shows. We called a lot of people. And I learned something along the way. I learned that the owner of the bars didn't care if we were the next AC/DC. They only paid us in direct proportion to how many people actually showed up to see us. Then I had to learn something. You invite people. Not everybody says yes. You already know that if you're an ACN. Some people say they'll be there or they'll try. That usually means they don't show. We had others that said, we'll be there, and then they do show up, and sometimes they didn't like our music. It wasn't my fault they had bad taste in music, but I realized some people don't see things the same way as we do. That's okay. But others really enjoyed it, and then they told their friends. So we learned how to promote for events. And that strategy built a following for our music careers. So when I got started in this industry and I heard the basics of how to build a business, I related to that simple idea. Now, for those that come from a business background, the analogy that works is just consider if you were to purchase a Class A franchise. You know, if you got a Class A franchise, the cost is incredible. Some of the best franchises in the world can cost you $500,000 or even $1 million just to get the rights to the name. Now, consider you do have to go to the franchise training school. You know, it's not really optional, and you do have to spend additional monies to do that. Now, would you ever say, no, that's okay, I'll take it from there? Of course not. You would want to go to that because that's where you're going to get the knowledge so that you can have the best chance to make sure your franchise becomes successful. And because you spent so much money and have so much at risk, you would never even think about missing it. Well, here's the problem. It's so inexpensive to start an ACN business. Sometimes we don't see the value of the training. And see, really, it's not about even ACN. It's about you and your goals. Are you serious about whatever reason you joined an ACN and started your business? Are you serious about that goal? Are you committed to achieving the goal? See, ACN is the vehicle to help you achieve the goal. You know, you've already shown something called desire, the fact that you came into the business. No doubt about it, I had the same spark. But how it turned into a fire, in fact, you know, I've turned into one of those fires where people come from miles around just to watch me burn, and that's because I was so on fire to change my life. You know, I have that rags-to-riches story, and, you know, I had that spark of desire, but I would never have made it, never have made it, if I didn't get the knowledge. And these events is where you get your education. It's where you develop knowledge about the industry, about the services, how to market the services, how to introduce the opportunity, how to create and build for these events. It's so important that you're there at this event. In fact, I'll tell you just how important it is. I was looking back at the Circle of Champions in Europe, and I'm going to tell you a couple of stories. There was, when I recruited Françoise Malfray from France, I had to get her to understand the vision of this, and she didn't see it right away just from me talking to her or me sending her to a website. So I said, why don't you come as my guest? As a guest, I took her to an international training. She saw that event, and she says she thanks me so much because she could never have believed so many people could be successful, and she saw people like herself there. She saw people that she had respect for who were involved. She got involved. She became a senior vice president and a Circle of Champions member many times. Filippo Silvi out of Italy, same story. Didn't see it right away. Couldn't get him to understand what was there. I said, why don't you be my guest? Not even a rep. I brought him as a guest. Again, Miguel Santos in Portugal, same story. Regional vice president, many times Circle of Champions. Florence Pettit out of London and John McDougall, same thing. I got him to an international even as a guest. So if you think this is just for reps, yes, and of course it's designed for the representatives in ACN. But it's such a powerful way to showcase your business. Why not get your best prospects in? It's worth the investment. That's what I see. So how many lines do you have represented going to this event? If you have a goal to become team coordinator or regional director or regional vice president, how many lines do you have already and how many do you have represented going to this event? And see, that's what I told people. We have to actually measure our business, large events to large events. So I'm coming out there, and I really have a goal, and that is to give you the best I have to offer. I hope to open your minds and touch your hearts the way ACN has touched mine. My goal is to give you everything I know about finding people, about encouraging people to start. I'm going to expand your vision of the industry because I've made my fortune at doing one thing, and that is I teach network marketing for a living. I've been teaching people this for years. And as a result of educating people and providing them knowledge, they have become confident in their company, in the industry, and in themselves. And then they take the torch and pass it forward to other people. So, Mike, I'm really excited to be coming out to Brisbane. In fact, I'm excited. My wife is traveling with me. We just know it's such a beautiful part of the world. We can't wait to get out there and meet all the great leaders that are already been doing such a great job for us. You know, it was great to hear Colin and Francis and Austin tell their stories, and I can't wait to get to know the leaders even better. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to everybody, Mike, and I can't wait to get out there with you. So I'll pass the call back over to you.
Alrighty, thank you very much. We really appreciate it, and I know everyone else is also looking forward to having you out there as well. Well, there you have it, everyone. I hope this call did its job. You know, being at the next event is key for your future success. You know, I'd like to thank Francis, Colin, and Austin for sharing their story and the reasons why they believe all of you should be attending the event in Brisbane. Also, a special thanks to Art Napolitano for being on this call. Last but not least, I'd like to also thank every one of you who are listening. We obviously know everyone's got busy lifestyles, and it's tough sometimes to jump on a call like this, so we really do appreciate all of you for participating and being a part of this call. So everyone, have a remainder of a great evening, and we look forward to seeing all of you at the Brisbane event. So take care, everyone.